So Tourette's syndrome and autism, what do you know about this? All that's coming up. Hey guys, welcome back to the Aspie World. My name is Dan. I have autism, ADHD, OCD and dyslexia, and I make weekly videos all about this kind of stuff. So if you're new around here and you'd like to learn more about that, remember to hit the subscribe button by clicking that notification bell down below. And if you're watching over on Facebook, be sure to give this page a follow. And if you're watching on Instagram, make sure to follow my account to see more autism content. Hey guys, what's up? Welcome back to the Aspie World, the place where we think differently daily. What is up, different thinker fam? Woo, it's been a hot minute. Love making videos. It's been so good. I just had a banana and nuts. What a great combination, man. Oh, banana and peanut butter would be like, it's good right about now. Peanut butter and apple kind of go together, right? But I've never had that. Apparently it's really good. I don't know. Probably a comment down below if you've ever had peanut butter and apples and let me know if it's any good. Anyway, guys, moving on from that, if you haven't downloaded my free Autism Life Hacks PDF book, you can do at autismhacks.net. You do that right now. So, Tourette's syndrome and autism. So Tourette's and autism have a relationship, right? And I wanted to talk about it because a lot of people ask me questions, you know, and pretty much all my videos are from people asking me questions. Hey, do you know about Tourette's syndrome and do you know about autism? And is autism and Tourette's syndrome linked together? And so let's just put it right down to the basics. So Tourette's syndrome and autism are two different conditions. They can co-occur in some people. I know of one person personally who has Tourette's syndrome and autism, but Tourette's syndrome is usually diagnosed independently of any other condition, which means it's just on its own, right? And so Tourette's syndrome is when someone has the inability to control certain outbursts, which are called tics. Now these could be verbal, it could be noises that you make, like grunts or whatever, or it could be like your arms moving, or like throwing your arms sideways and thrashing out. Very, very interesting. There's no kind of cause for this. They don't really know what causes it. It's definitely kind of neurological, but there's no real cause. Like they can't pinpoint it to being a cause, right? So in terms of are they linked to autism, well, neurologically, well, yeah, you know, autism is a neurological neurodevelopmental condition, and so it is possible that autism and Tourette's are linked together because, well, of course, you know, autistic people have tics as well. I actually have tics where I like hit my chest and I go all the time. And you know, it just ticks, man. I get loads of ticks. I also get ticks where I just kind of, I shout, and I kind of like tense up all the time. That's kind of an interesting one. That really annoys me, but it's just a tick. And we learn to just deal with the fact that it's just a tick and that's it. So Tourette's syndrome is super interesting. That it actually impacts one in 163 people on average. And it's a difficult condition to deal with at times because you could be kind of physically lashing out at people and shouting verbal abuse at people, but not trying to. You know, it must be horrible for the people who have that condition. Just horrible. But those impulse tics, who are like involuntary noises and stuff, they could be anything from burping, farting, to shouting, to sniffing. Like there's so many different things. And it's usually things that are like seen as kind of like aggressive or kind of a bit like taboo in Western civilizations. Like you wouldn't like want to, you know, have someone shouting at you whilst walking down the high street. So, you know, the link that exists between them, the both conditions, that they're both neurological and that they both have tics. Now, you can have autism and kind of Tourette's together, but I'm thinking that it'd be harder to diagnose the Tourette's in autism because autism does encompass tics, you know, like random tics and involuntary tic actions and stuff like that. And so I would say that it's less common to be diagnosed with autism, but it is quite a common condition to be diagnosed. I actually know of a couple of people who do have Tourette's syndrome. Actually, a really good friend of mine called Pamela, she's a comedian and a YouTuber. I'll leave a link for her channel down below. And she has Tourette's syndrome, and I met her when I was doing this thing in MIT in America. We were doing kind of like a disability symposium or something for like 10 days. It was really, really good. But she was so interesting, and the fact she has Tourette's syndrome and she does comedy was just great, because one thing that I did notice that was the same between autism and Tourette's syndrome is barking. Now, she barks in her sleep and so do I. Like, I bark in my sleep. It's crazy. My girlfriend's always like, dude, you're barking in your sleep again. I'm like, oh man, it's so like bizarre, but it's something that happens, you know, barking in my sleep, I just do it. I don't know why, I don't even know I'm doing it, right? Barking and growling like a dog. But she also barks and growls in her sleep like a dog. And it was really funny because she said, you know, I bark in my sleep, and she, you know, she was making a joke about it. And I was like, dude, I do it too. So I guess, you know, Tourette's and autism do have kind of similarities of the way the brain works and the function of the brain work because it's neurological, right? But at the end of the day, they are separate conditions and they can be diagnosed separately. But it's really fascinating. Definitely check out Pamela's channel, man. She's really interesting. Now, guys, if you found value in this video, please share it on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And if you liked it, please give it a thumbs up. And I'll see you next time, guys. Peace.